go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy, and little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running out.
Radio,
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 radio show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Fat Guy Radio.
Radio.
Holla,
radio.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Podcast.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's the
Fat Guy Radio,
radio Show.
Yeah.
Fat Guy
Radio, radio Show.
That's a radio
show.
Radio
show. Podcast.
Fat
oh.
Guy.
Boom, let's go.
42 days of the year left to go. 42 days of the year. You take one away, you have a new day. 41 days of the year left to go.
That was corny.
Nice.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Fat Guy Radio Show. For your November 19th, a week before Thanksgiving.
Hey.
And DA already has his knives sharpened and his forks full of spots from his broke down dishwasher. But nevertheless, he's ready to go for the Thanksgiving holiday. And boys, we would be remiss if we did not bring on one of our good friends, family. She definitely is family to me. She will beat me over my head with a stick at any moment. But ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are new to the show, we get people tripping over the show all the time. I want to introduce you to local chef and caterer Pam Coleman, proprietor of Mrs. C's at tastemissc's.com. And you can also find her on Instagram at taste_MS_CS. That's Taste Miss C's. We're here. She's here. We welcome her to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, Miss C, Pam Coleman. Welcome to the show, Miss C.
Hey, hey, welcome.
All right, all right. All right, how's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great, Miss C, now that you here.
He always gets that deep voice all low.
I know. All Barry White and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
This is just the way I talk. I don't know what y'all talking about. This is just me. I love Miss C. I love what she stands for, her cooking, her family. Like, I just Miss C all the way. Like, I just love it.
You know what, DT? You should be proud because you are so full of it. You are so full of it,
He's
man.
Looking like Rudy Giuliani. Got just crap dripping all down his face.
First of all, I'm mocha. All right? First of all, I'm mocha. All right? And I'm not full of nothing except for Miss C's cooking. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Nice plug.
That's it.
Now, Miss C is joining us here on the show, ladies and gentlemen, because she is a local chef, caterer, and food educator. I would like to point that out, where she's out there in the community with the children, teaching them about not just eating well, but how to eat, where our food comes from, and she's been educating it. But it's the week before Thanksgiving, and literally the holiday season is in full swing, and Mrs. C is known for her amazing food. She has a recent addition to her catering, which is home meal prep. And we want to mention that to all of y'all that are sitting at home with your kids running around right now doing online class and you don't have time to cook. Miss C's definitely is a place that you want to go. So Miss C, what is what are some of the items that you're offering for the Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, for the Thanksgiving holiday, all the food you grew up on. That's my niche. I cook foods. I call them nostalgic, but foods with memory. So we have the roasted turkey. We have ham, the dressing, cornbread, and traditional. That baked macaroni and cheese, of course, collard greens. And then also we got the candy yams and rolls. Your complete dinner. We're doing sweet potato pies, pumpkin pies, as well as peach cobbler this year.
That's the whole lineup. That's the whole meal.
Right. Right.
So you
that's
said
everything you need.
You said sweet potatoes or yams?
Oh, here we go.
She got the candy.
Okay,
yams.
You know what?
I'm just curious.
No, check. Coming up, so we sweet potatoes. Sweet potato pie. Candy yams. So we use all of that, but there is a true difference.
Okay, so now, Missy, you got to help us settle this argument that we've been having on this damn show since its inception. What's the difference between, I say there's no difference in between a sweet potato and a yam other than the fact of the way that they're prepared. That's what I understand. Detay, on the other hand, where do you stand on sweet potatoes and yams? You think they're the same or they're different?
I thought they were the same. I was given literature on how they were different.
Okay, D.A., where do you stand? Yams, sweet potatoes, same or different?
Literature, they're different. No, they're the same. They're the same.
Which lie is it, D.A.?
They're the same.
Miss Pam, where do you line up on this? Where is it from a professional chef? And this will put the nail in the coffin of this argument. Is there a difference between yams and sweet potatoes?
There is a difference. And if you had a yam, literally a yam and a sweet potato, and you scraped it, the yams have a white meat inside, a whiter meat. They get darker as you cook them. But the sweet potato have that traditional orange color that we're used to seeing. So the sweet potato has a lower glycemic index than that yam. That yam holds a little a little higher sugar content.
So there is a difference, Corey.
So it's a whole different vegetable or root, fruit, whatever.
It is. Right. And they grow the same, they grow the same and everything. But that's the difference in the yam and the actual and the sweet potato. But they're intertwined. You know what I'm saying? They're used the same. They can be used the same. But there is a content difference in there. The sweet potato is better for you if you're trying to watch content.
Okay, so
same family.
Same family.
Just different cousins.
That's right.
They just cousins. They not sisters. They cousins.
You know how that is. Family, somebody lighter than somebody. And y'all all in the same family.
Facts. You know what I'm talking about. That's why I love black people. We come in so many different flavors.
Yeah, most of y'all are rotten flavors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're all family. We all family. So that's what it is.
Not
so
everybody, Missy.
Either one you choose.
all skin folk and kin folk.
All right.
Come on now. Okay.
Now, Miss C, we have we have had a ongoing Thanksgiving debacle on this show. And we family. Everybody know how good your food is. And folks, we're gonna have up Miss C's links everywhere. But one thing that's amazing is that Miss C is a dynamic cook. And I mean, just the barbecue that we had at Christmas when we did the Christmas barbecue at the pool. I'm still searching under my fingernails for remnants of that food.
I remember the corn. I'm not going to give away the secret, but that was the best corn I've ever had.
Right.
That was some bomb corn.
All right. I'm glad.
So we know that the food is there and we don't speak for no one else. And a lot of our fans have taken Missy up on her services and we encourage you to do it again. And we didn't say this before, but it's even more prevalent now, folks, that this is a black owned business Mrs. C's Cooking is a Black-owned business. And in this time, it'd be a perfect opportunity to take advantage of a Black-owned business. Now, Miss C, we have you mentioned earlier that in your holiday meal prep that people can order from you by visiting tastemissc's.com, you mentioned baked macaroni and cheese. And we have had a macaroni and cheese debacle going on with one of the characters on this show, Daniel Dete Taylor. Dete, would you mind sharing with Miss C the situation that been going on between you and your family and the macaroni and cheese debate that's been ravaging your family and tearing children out of their mother's arms for 5 years?
Yes, I can definitely do that. Miss C, the long and short of it is I love mac and cheese to the depths of my soul. It is my lifeblood, mac and cheese. My family has deemed it unnecessary to have mac and cheese at Thanksgiving for the last 5 years. Even though I've made a stink about it and I keep asking who's going to make the mac and cheese, and they say, oh, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so is going to make the mac and cheese. But every year I show up, and every year there's no mac and cheese. So I've come with a solution.
Well, I tell you.
My solution, Miss C, I had one last week, but I just changed it because we have you on here. And I realized something. I could just order your mac and cheese and bring it for myself. That's my new solution.
You most certainly can, darling. And that is to be my gift to you. I do not want you to go another Thanksgiving or holiday without your mac and cheese. So from Missy's to you, darling, we'll deliver a container just for you for this year.
Free mac and cheese from Mrs. C's? What?
He does.
Oh, I love you so much.
Only thing I asked, darling, you tell the world about me. Can you do that?
Oh, most definitely.
What the hell am I doing right now?
And when I'm eating it in front of my family, and they're like, "Where'd you get that from?" I'm like, "Oh, you want some of this? You got to go to Mrs. C's."
What the hell? Yep. Wait, hold on,
Oh, give him a business card.
Let's see what I'm doing right now.
Yes, give me all the business cards. I say, "Hey, this mac and cheese ain't from me. It's from Mrs. C's." Here we go.
I'm jelly as hell.
That's it, here, y'all.
I'm jelly as hell. He gets free mac and cheese. What the? Look at this. This body right here, Miss C. This body is by Miss C. This is body by Miss C.
Yeah, you got a free salad body, not a free mac and cheese body.
We'll do some green beans for you, Corey.
Oh, I get the green beans. I get the damn green beans. You know what? I'll take them green beans because I know you're going to put your foot in it. And then see, you getting some love off of our Facebook Live from one of our P1 listeners, right. Joy Washington, is saying hello, Miss C, off of the Facebook Live stream. All right.
Love you.
All right. So D-Tay gets the mac and cheese and I get the green beans.
Okay, we got one item left. What is you want that cornbread? Or you want some more corn for Christmas?
Hey,
DA.
Oh yeah, I'll take cornbread.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat my cornbread.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Heck yeah, I'll take anything.
DA just bought him a brand new house, Miss C, so he needs as much as he can possibly get.
I am broke. You can support me on OnlyFans. You can be my angel for Christmas. What they call it, angel family. Like, help me.
Look, go put your name on one of them trees up there.
All right.
I'm going to put your name on the tree.
Okay, but so we...
Doug
we,
Andrew.
Doug the DA Andrew. Shut up, Doug. Damn hell. So, Miss C, we want to make sure that everybody gets your information. It's taste_MS_CS on the Instagram, and it's tastemissc's.com. You can go, and I mean, yeah, it's a week before Thanksgiving that you're on the show, but Christmas is up, New Year's is up, and this would be a perfect opportunity to take advantage. Now, Missy, how are you dealing with providing your services amongst all of this COVID stuff that's going on? What are some of the things that you're doing to kind of reassure people that utilizing your services is all on the up and up?
One of the things we definitely are keeping in mind of the current situation that we're in, so we can offer you, we are offering delivery. If you order from us, we will deliver on Wednesday. Food to be delivered at refrigerated temperatures. Just slip them into the fridge, and then Thanksgiving morning, you can warm everything up. So we can arrange for delivery as well as touchless delivery. We have this. We can set everything at your door, and then you simply pick them up out of the containers, and then you know that you're safe and everything's safe. And of course, we take all the precautions. I follow all the guideline rules on my end in preparing the meals and make sure everything is healthy, safe, and tastes real good when it gets to you.
We are so excited about it, Missy. TasteMissies.com is the website once again. Missy, I got to thank you again for just stopping in with us on the show. I know we had some technical difficulties getting Absolutely. Everything set up, but it's always a blast having you on the show. And I implore everyone that even if you are having just your small settings at home, no size is too small. Yes. Is the minimum person like two people, or is there a minimum amount of people that you have to have, and their maximum amount of people that you have to have in order to order meal prep from you, Missy?
Well, you know what? Actually, it is, and I guess we can say a two-person minimum, but we want everybody to be able to continue that Thanksgiving tradition. We might not be able to gather together like we used to, but the taste of good food never changes. So we want to make sure. So you've got some aunties or uncles or somebody around here in the valley or grandparents that are not able to come out, just give us a call, we'll put together something, a meal for them, and they can join you on video as everybody comes together for Thanksgiving in a different way.
I love that. Have Miss C's on Zoom when you Zoom Thanksgiving and Christmasing with your family. And also, I want to also point out, we're talking holiday food, but a lot of parents are working at home, and their children are doing online education. And look, folks, I know all of my children are grown, but I could imagine how hard it can be with having littles running around, and then you want to eat. Missy, tell us about your everyday food service, a food prep service that you provide.
All right. Well, first of all, the meals that we prepare are already done. There's no box. You don't have to put anything together. The food's already cooked. It is delivered, again, at a refrigerated temperature. And all you have to do is heat it up when you need it. And these times, definitely, everything's going crazy. And you really have time to cook. But when you're overseas, you know you're getting a healthy home-cooked meal. So definitely keep us in mind throughout the day. You got a couple of options you can order. And, of course, the foods are delivered. Or in a contact. Environment, I can come into the home, prepare for a few days or a week. You guys go out and do something or go in the other room. Everything's done when I leave, and all you have to do is continue on with your life.
Love it, folks. TasteMissies.com is her website.
All right.
Order. Tell her that Fat Guy Radio Show sent you, and she'll probably throw in an extra napkin or a plastic fork if you do.
Oh no, we're throwing some real love. Tell me that Corey sent you and we'll take care of you. That's what family does.
Okay, well, right. Missy, Corey sent me. All right, Missy, I know our time with you is limited. Thank you so much for joining us, dear. And I apologize for the technical issues at the start of the show, but
no worries.
We got it up there. I see this happen on ABC 15 News all the time.
Hey, stuff happens.
Well, right on. Thank you so much for the invite and all of you. Until we see each other again, we'll see you. At the top.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start the show right here after this.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Right now, I'm sick of turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how come I always have to be turkey?
Yes, where does that come from?
You have to start cooking it on Labor Day to get it ready for Thanksgiving.
Sorry, fellas, I had to excuse myself.
All right, then, we have the flaming rolls. Check. Salad. Check. Sodas. Check. Hey, would you get me some earplugs too, so I don't have to listen to Darlene gripe about the slaughter of innocent turkeys?
Thanksgiving gets on my nerves.
Big time.
It's like you finally get your weight down to something comfortable, and boom,
my time's
Thanksgiving.
Way off then.
Yeah.
I had a bout of the runs right now.
From out of town, you got to pretend you like
I saw the way
them.
He skirted
then,
out.
Of course, mom starts gusting.
Yeah, my time's way off because I had breaks starting at 36.
Well, everybody sits around
intro,
seeing who can tell the biggest
and it's already 41.
Lie, and it
starts
with
that's
mom
the first break was.
And she says that she bakes them, and everyone knows that she buys them because they don't even fit in the pan.
I think Thanksgiving's just a man's holiday, anyhow.
Wait, Roseanne. I want these guys to hear that because maybe we can save them if we catch them while they're young.
Oh, you don't have anything to worry about, Jackie, because they're going to be side by side with their mommies
seven,
in the kitchen helping cook up the baby.
I had 7:24 when we actually started recording.
You tell it, sister. You know, men invented football just so they could get out of doing the dishes.
Right. And
yeah,
that's
when we started. Because then I have 36, 41,
right.
806, 826,
the
and then
stove, serving the meal,
852
then
is when we're supposed to be ending. I mean, we can do a hard
and then the men get to pass out, meet all they want,
right
collapse, watching
schedule.
The Dallas cheerleaders.
Okay, so to recap the holiday, we've got mom getting tipsy, lying about the pies. Cheap yams that have to be topped with marshmallows to move them at all. Darlene griping about meat. And the men passing out in front of the TV. Everybody else getting in a huge fight. All in all, it's not a bad holiday.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Hey! Oh, your bun is trying to burn, chicken burn, burn, chicken, chicken, chicken burn, chicken burn, burn. Thank you, Doug. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona. Man, my setup. I'm just a mess tonight.
Yeah, you are.
Live from Arizona, USA, broadcasting to 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide. Heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. Just remembered why Trump can't return to the White House after January 20th, because it's now for Biden. From Cash, Hunt County, Texas, that's Daniel D. Tay Taylor.
What's good?
That was a Danny Green shot.
He just snuck up behind his wife at her job and placed a kiss on her neck. She replied, "Stop it, Mike, we're at work." From Bitter End, Tennessee, his name is Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Find me on Discovery ID. No, wait, just the regular ID. If that happened, Mike.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze, whose relationship with his little brother is as tight as Governor Doug Ducey's lips on the ass of the establishment. From Cape Disappointment, Washington. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live streams or tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use Fat Guy Radio Show, hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirts, cups, aprons, onesies, and more, all now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Your support of the swag merch store powers this show to keep it chugging. Our swag makes for the perfect gift this holiday season, so swing on over to fatguyradioshow.com/store today. Editor's note, buy a t-shirt. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, buy them. T-shirts now.
All right, welcome to the Shuddy. Whoa, everybody everywhere. A bit of a late start, but that's okay. We'll figure it out. Might end up with you guys having a little extra show, and we're up on a hard break here.
And this is a black podcast, so what were y'all expecting? That we're going to be on time forever?
How dare you, Doug?
CPT like CP3, baby.
How dare you claim that this is a black podcast?
It is.
Okay, since this is a
black radio show.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's right.
Since this is a hard break and we're up on a break, I'll get this out real quick. And this is going to be one of those things where I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to drop it and I'm going to run away.
Waddle, but yeah.
I'm a waddle away, probably roll if I trip. Phoenix like Suns broke my heart. Ricky Rubio deserved not to go anywhere. Kelly Oubre, I can't even imagine what anybody was thinking, but I love you, Suns, and I thank you for the opportunity that I have with you. Boom. Same. There, I'm done. But I literally cried. I know. Of course you would, D.A.
I was smiling. Yeah, I was like, hey, Oubre, that's their dude.
Of course Rubio you would. Too. You were smiling your ass all the way down the street when you were riding the Lakers bandwagon. I saw you on the back just smiling and waving. There's still room. On the Lakers bandwagon.
There's still room.
There ain't no. You see, if you cut my arm, you know what bleeds out other than ragu?
Gravy.
Purple and orange.
Purple and gold.
That's ASU. Rutabaga
mac and cheese.
It's purple and orange. And rutabaga mac and cheese comes out my ear.
Rutabaga. You would have some fancy crap called rutabaga.
Broke my heart, sons. You broke my heart. Broke my heart. I'll get over it.
It's not personal.
No, it is not when every person that I fall in love with on the Suns gets gone.
Booker's still there.
Corey, my jersey curse continues.
Yeah.
You just got an Oubre.
My man crush curse continues.
I bought a jersey for my co-host Ryan of Goran Dragic back when they had Dragic, Thomas, and Bledsoe, and they traded away all three.
Yep.
Well, two of them, and then traded the next one.
They went from 5-point guards to none.
Exactly. And then I got the Oubre jersey for Christmas. I was like, yes, this is our season. He didn't play for the rest of the season and then got traded away in the offseason.
Yeah.
So I am not allowed to buy jerseys or be gifted jerseys unless they have arbitrary numbers. Give me the number 9 all the time because Dan Majerle had that jersey retired with the Suns. So no one wears the number 9. So no, I never run the risk of having.
Oh, that's cute. That's the only superstar to retire. Dan Majerle.
Well,
he's not even a Bob Majerle.
On that, folks, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, I did it. I twitched. And I'll tell you all about the experience on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When I paint at school, I wear a smock. It protects me from paint. When the cookie sheet is hot, I wear a pot holder. It protects me from getting burned. When it rains, I wear a raincoat. It protects me from getting rained on. When it's cold, I wear a jacket. It protects me from getting cold. When my friends go to the pool, they wear sunscreen. It protects them from getting sunburned. When my mom and I garden, I wear gloves. It protects me from getting dirty. My dad wears a hat. It protects him from getting sun in his eyes. We all wear things to protect ourselves from something. What's different about wearing a mask? Hashtag mask up Arizona.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, welcome back to the show. Shody, whoa, everybody. Never has Black Friday deals been this great over at Target.com through the Target banner on our website. Deals on top of deals on top of deals. So many deals, it's hard to deal with the deals. You get my deals?
No. I got your deals.
No. One thousand.
I feel the deals.
Well, don't get any of my deals. Get Target's all month long Black Friday deals. Gone are the days of rushing the store doors. By shopping online, you save more than just money. You save time, gas, and worry. Target, expect more, pay less. And welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody everywhere. I'm in a little bit of pain, but I'm okay. Maybe I'll talk about it next.
Try some CBD.
I'm just getting old. You know what? I'm ready to go to that. And I realize that I can have 6 plants. I learned that today. Prop 207.
Yeah. You can grow it indoors. 12.
Yeah.
In the studio.
So is it 6 plant per person? Because I'm in a 16-person household.
Six plant per person, 12-plant household max.
Dang. Wait, bad. 12 plants max for the house?
Yeah.
But that yields a lot, though.
Yeah, one plant could be 50 feet high.
Mm. I don't know about that.
I'll be 50 feet high.
Yeah, you will be. speaking of high, I wish I was high when I did my first live Twitch stream on Saturday night.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I streamed for 4 hours, and the 4 hours went by like no tomorrow. We were playing the game Among Us, and I will say that we reached out to, you know, other Twitch streamers and Twitch streaming community. We got a little support from the small Twitch streamer community on Instagram, and that was kind of cool. I mean, we got to grow. You know, it was like maybe four people sitting there staring at me do horrible.
That's a lot of people.
Hey,
a lot of people. I watched. I ain't gonna lie. I dropped in for a little bit.
I suck something horrible at playing video games, but damn, that was fun.
Yeah,
you look like you were having fun.
I was. It was. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and we were playing Among Us, and
you mentioned
I kept getting imposter.
Nice. Well, sometimes truth and fiction collide. Life imitates art, and art imitates life.
I guess so, because I kept getting imposter, and then, of course, getting sussed out immediately. Even though, DA, you will be proud of me, I did make it through one game, one round, where I got off four kills and won, and they never caught me.
They didn't suspect it was you. What did you say you were doing? Connecting wires?
No, I just kept throwing other people under the bus.
Oh, you're good at doing that.
That's how you do it.
And I just deflect. I kept lying and saying that I saw them running right by the body, and they were like, no, I was nowhere near the body. I'm like, well, it's your word against mine, Sister Mary. I saw you running, even though I don't see nobody running. There's actually a clip on a Twitch channel, and I think it's up on our Facebook page, of a kill happening right behind my back. And I didn't report it. I just kept running.
Oh, so it's up to the players to actually report it.
Yeah, you got to report the kill. And I saw that. I didn't see the kill until.
You know, you mentioned Among Us twice, but you didn't even tell the listeners what it is. People know, but what are the listeners?
Among Us is a video game. And probably why I haven't gone into detail about it is because I don't know much about it, my damn self.
I can see that.
But it's a video game that's not on the video game machines. It's on your computer machines, and it's a computer game. Is that how you would classify that, DT? Oh,
but it's also on the handheld games, too.
It's a mobile game that has a computer component.
I pay $5 to have the computer component because I don't want to play it on my phone. My phones are too big.
You can play it for free on your phone, but it does come with the ads and everything. Or you can pay $5 and play it on your computer and be ad-free.
Yeah. And you shouldn't play games where you watch porn.
You shouldn't. Because what? Because then when you flick in the bean, you might be killing the machine, you know? Like you might be killing people.
You flicking a bean?
What?
Huh? So Among Us is a online computer game that can be played on your phone as well for people that are cheap and don't have Afterburn subscriptions, but you play the game and you're basically these little like spacemen, and there's a group of anywhere between 4 and 10 of you, and you're assigned tasks to run around this place or the ship to do things. And while you're running around and doing these tasks, the object of the game is to get all the tasks done. Everybody get their tasks done so you can win. But the problem is that while you're out trying to get your task done, there are some imposters that look just like you do, that are doing the same things or appearing to do the same things that you're doing. But when you're not looking, they snipe you in the face.
This game is getting popular because it is like real life. There are imposters among us. There's aliens. And this game's popular right now because the disclosure is coming soon.
Yeah, there's lizard people.
People, and there's baby Yodas coming out of people's butts these days. So the thing is that I played the game. It was fun. It was fun. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know how to suss people out. I'm not a very good liar. DA, you look great today. And so I have to work on lying and, you know, trying to, you know, fake the funk, I guess. And it's very difficult for me to do. I don't know how to lie very well.
I mean, it's not lying. It's just misleading.
Yeah, it's literally you don't need to lie. You just need to create an alibi. That's not lying. That's just telling half the story. Mm-hmm. Like if let's say you kill someone in electrical, right, which is right next to storage. Be like, well, I was at the gas can in storage. I hadn't even gone to the electrical yet. And you could literally kill someone in electrical and just went into the storage room and stood by the gas can, because technically you're not lying. You are standing by the gas can in storage.
It got to the point where I was tired of being an imposter, and soon as the kill countdown was gone, even if I was standing in cafeteria or standing at the dropship, I just killed the first person that was next to me. There was 1,200 people around. I'm like, just vote me out. I'm tired of being an imposter. But I really liked being crew. And then what ended up happening when we were doing the playing the game, a friend? I mean, someone else that was playing with us online?
You don't even call me a friend. You're going to call a stranger a friend?
Of another player online?
Another player online.
You know the actual gaming term is Randy.
Another Randy.
Yeah, because it's short for random.
Another Randy Macho Man Savage was playing with me. Another Randy Travis was playing with me, and that sounded bad.
Another Randy, Randy Travis?
A country singer. Oh my God, this show just got really black.
Is he dead?
No.
Then why did it get black?
I don't know. Is Travis Scott? Is he black?
Oh, no, Randy Travis.
Does he make you Randy, baby?
You gonna make me Google
Does
it?
Does he make you Randy?
I'm sorry, DA. You have to close the screen with your adult entertainment on it to Google something that was mentioned on the show. But I was playing with it, and then there was me, and I believe his name was Adam. I forget. And we had this thing going back and forth where when I was imposter, I would kill him first. When he was imposter, he would kill me first. And then we both became imposter at the same time. And then we were like, who are we going to kill? Because we only know how to kill each other.
Who do the how do the ghosts get there? Because I've seen like ghost crew.
Once you die, you become a ghost, and you can still go around and do your task if you were a crew and you died. If you're a ghost and you died and you were an imposter because they figured you out, there ain't nothing that you can do other than you can still sabotage.
So yeah, like unplug the wires.
Nah, you like mess up the engine room, the reactor, or you can mess up O2, which is oxygen, or you know, you mess up communication.
It looks fun. I don't have the time.
Now, DA, that's an interesting point that you bring up, and it brought me to bullet point number 74.
A lot of show notes. That's why I don't read them.
I don't understand how these streamers can do 8, 9, 10 hours of streaming.
Hey Corey, you never got a streamer check.
Yeah.
Ninja's signing deals for Adidas for $10 million.
Things, Corey. A lot of those streamers are on the younger side, so they may not have jobs, so they're able to stay up late at night and do
no,
a couple
streaming
streams.
Is 100% their job.
Hold on, can you let me finish, bro? I said one of two things. Your butt face. The second thing is some of those people actually made streaming their job, where they'll stream for 12 hours a day, and that's all they'll do. They'll just grind out all day. And I learned this. You get paid for subscribers, mm-hmm. and you get paid really good for subscribers. I believe it's like almost half. It's like $6 a month to subscribe, and you're getting $3 of that.
Well, now, there's different tiers, but yes.
Hold on. I'm just talking about the basic. Basic one. You just hit affiliate. You're getting $3 for a $6 subscriber each month for just one. But the thing is a lot of people think the money comes from subscribers, but it doesn't. It comes from the sponsorships. So if you're getting sponsorships, yes, companies will literally look at how many subscribers you have. And they'll be like, oh, you have a higher reach. We want to sponsor you. and then they'll let you, you'll push their product, you'll have it in your shots and stuff, and people will see that and be like, oh, what is that water bottle you're using? Oh, what shirts are you wearing? And they'll, you'll get money from there.
You'll it see is crazy. G Fuel all over Twitch. It's a drink company called G Fuel. Everywhere.
I was watching Soda Pop's Twitch stream.
Soda Poppin'.
Soda Papa, whatever. Before before the
soda,
show.
Soda Pill Poppin'.
When I came into the studio earlier to do the test run with Miss C that, you know, completely failed horribly before we went live.
Yeah, you did something wrong.
I did. And when I was watching Soda Poppin' in between the time of, you know, the test and the live show, I was watching him and he has like a shirt store up on his Twitch channel and he had all these alerts just start popping up where people were just buying shirts. He had like 15,000 people watching him and people were just buying his merch while he was sitting there. And here's the thing. He wasn't doing anything. He was on for like 30 minutes and he wasn't doing anything about bitching about the fact that he's got to get up and play dungeons early in the morning and he couldn't figure out a game to play. And those people were like throwing donations at him just to keep him streaming. And he was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm out. Chat, you're being rude. I'm gone.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And he just logged off and he bounced.
That's another thing. People throw out donations. Like, it's crazy.
Who how much are money? These people?
Just the people same people with OnlyFans subscriptions.
Yeah. It's the people who just have disposable income and then just want to support the people that they like.
Or with mommy and daddy's credit card.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's a wild world. And then like last night, I was like, well, you know what? I'll stream again. And I was planning after I got back from a little park walk and I was planning on, you know, jumping on. And then I got back to the house and then I opened up my laptop and I realized, oh, crap, I got to do this. And then I realized, oh, crap, I need to do this. And, oh, crap, this needs to happen. And, oh, crap, the kitchen is this way. Oh, this is going on. Oh, I need. And then all this adult stuff started popping up. And then by the time I was able to sit down in front of my computer to even flip on the stream, it was like an hour before I was going to go Betty Bye.
Yeah.
And sometimes that, you that's just got
to Yep.
Go ahead. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to clear your schedule. Sometimes you got to be like, look, if I'm going to stream, I'm putting all this off until tomorrow.
And like, also, it's a give and take. Like I'm suffering from that right now. I'd rather do the dishes, sweep, mop rather than, you know, play 2K. But if I was playing 2K, all that other stuff gets neglected. It's a give and take.
I mean, I can't get up at like, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning and stream.
Yeah, you could.
I streamed yesterday at from 7 until 8:30.
Yes, you did.
Oh, were you talking about me? Wow.
I was totally talking about you because we are all you follow the Fat Guy Radio. I don't have a personal Twitch stream. I stream on the Fat Guy Radio Show stream.
Yeah.
And we follow each other or you follow the show and the show follows you, of course, because we support.
Yep.
Doug doesn't. And I get the email.
Your only follower.
That's very.
Yeah, Doug follows you and Doug follows me. And I follow Doug.
Fake news, Doug. And hey, I am going to be better at Among Us. Look at that lie. So I got the alert and it says DTay 2 Fresh Feed Fungus is live. And I looked at the time. When I saw it, it was already over. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning by the time I saw the alert. But it said it came through at 7 o'clock. And I says, this dude's got nothing on going on. How in the hell do you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and want to go live?
Okay, so here's the thing, Corey.
You've been streaming a lot lately.
I've only streamed 3 times in this week.
I haven't even known.
That's a lot. I streamed once. That's a lot.
So here's the thing, Corey. With my numbers job, you are very well aware that I've went through a time change.
Yes.
So I used to have to be in at 8. And my body was like waking up around 6:37 in the morning in order to get ready and stuff and be in working by 8
because your body is a wonderland.
Exactly. And now my body said, yo, don't have to be at work until 9, but you're already in this routine. Yeah, this routine.
Routine.
You're already in this routine.
You are in the routine, the Twitch routine.
And now we, no matter what time you go to bed, you can wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
So now I'm waking up at 5:30 in the morning with like nothing to do. So the day I streamed at 7, I literally sat there and was like, should I stream?
Yeah,
should
do
I
it.
Stream? Should I stream? I got up, cooked me some breakfast, took a shower, got dressed for work, and then started streaming. And I labeled it, I was like able to justify it because it was draft morning. So I was like, yo, it's draft morning. Let me play NBA 2K on draft morning. Talk about the draft and everything while I'm playing the game. And then I watched up to the Suns pick. And then I streamed last night as well because of draft night. So I did a double stream to talk about how much I like.
And I popped into your stream, and I'm not disparaging you at all. And I'm not hating on you for streaming. I just find
it
very interesting.
Usually people project what they're about to do. I'm not disparaging you. I'm not hating, but I'm about to disparage you and hate on you.
I'm not disparaging. I'm not hating you, but to disparage and hate on you. I see how your stream is set up, and it's very simplistic. Maybe I'm just going way too overboard. Because
have you not met yourself?
I have met myself.
You're overboard in everything you do.
In order for me to go on stream, I have to turn the lasers on. I have to turn the backlights on. I have to uncover everything. I have to cover up things that I don't want seen. I got to power up my computer. I got to power up my Focusrite. I got to get my headphones going on. And I got to. And then I finally got all of my transitions and graphics loaded up into the Fat Guy Radio Show Twitch stream. Because if we have a presentation that's, you know, the illusion of greatness right now, our Twitch feed has got to be the same.
No, I totally agree. I don't have a laptop or a computer that can stream like that, so I'm literally streaming off of my Xbox. So all I have set up is
one button.
Xbox. Exactly. I just do the Xbox start streaming, and then I have my laptop up, and I'm doing the stream manager there so I can see the chat and everything, but it's not connected to my Xbox. It's just separate. And then I just have a tripod that has the webcam on it and a little headlight to flash light into my face. And I just picked up the tripod. I just found the tripod that you loaned me for here. And I was like, oh, because I had it at first on my laptop and it was just coming up at an angle. And I was like, that's very unflattering. So I got it a little bit in front of me.
That wasn't a flattering up angle. You're skinny enough to have an up angle. If I did it, it'd look like you're trying to watch this big fat chocolate head talk over the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we'd see your under titty.
Under titty.
Doug, don't make me laugh. My back hurts.
Why's your back hurt? You've been playing video games all damn night.
No, I tried to run on my walk the other day, and I think I dislocated. It's too much boy to be trying to.
Yo, you got to ease yourself into that.
Let me okay, we're going to take a break. And boys, I got to tell you about the weird stuff my old ass body is doing.
Yeah, and I want to hear.
I don't know if it's just, I'm just old. I don't know what the hell is going on. But DT, I applaud you for streaming, and you had some interactions going on. You can do that up angle because, you know, you don't have eight chins you need to hide. But in order for me to stream, I got to set all the lighting up. I got to go through hair and makeup. It's a whole, hey, DT.
You're so damn prissy.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And I want to get to that level. I'm like, my next major purchase is going to be a gaming computer so that I can do all that kind of stuff on there.
Yeah.
So my illusion of greatness isn't going to come until maybe like around February, my birthday. I might trick somebody into buying me a computer. If not, it might come after April. I don't know. But for what I'm doing right now, I feel like my setup right now is just me starting, because I'm not even that great at video games. I'm literally, my profile says, hey, I'm new to gaming and I suck. Come watch me get better and level up my skills. Hey, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
And if you play your cards right and bend over the right way, it might come before Christmas. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and sometimes twice. We're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills on Fat Guy, by Doug, on FatGuyRadioShow.com. He's such an ass. I got pride
I could roll up. Hello, everyone. If I can, for a moment, talk to the fellas out there. Fellas, do you suffer from envy of what those other guys have? Maybe you feel like you're not matching up to the average American male. Has your girl dropped hints that you need to make a change? Well, I am here with a solution to those problems we men don't like to talk about. The cure to any ailment that plagues 9 out of 10 men is subscribing to the Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show, Afterburn. For less than the price of one of those little blue pills, you can last an extra 75 minutes a month. Take it from me. Not only am I the spokesman for Afterburn, I am also a subscriber. Shame will be no longer after you subscribe today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Afterburn. Recommended by 1 out of 5 doctors. And even that one doctor was still questionable. Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the Home Depot. Free delivery on all online Christmas decor items. With the weather finally changing, especially here in Arizona, what can beat a new comfy bed with the warmest, thickest sheets and blankets, or snuggling up with your cup of hot chocolate in front of your electric fireplace entertainment cabinet? All this can be done at the Home Depot. Shop today by starting at fatguyradioshow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Welcome back to the showdy, whoa, whoa, whoa. For those of you that just may be joining us online, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor right there.
What's good?
And Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
Well, boys, I'm falling apart. What? So my back is, it's not even my back. It's like my upper shoulders and
titties.
Back and neck.
My back is aching. My bra's too tight. My booty shaking from left to right.
Hey,
I can't. I don't know what happened. I think maybe I just slept wrong or something, but it didn't start hurting until I tried to go hard on my walk. So I've been going
power walking.
I've been going to the park, DA, that I told you about that you tried to get Pookie and them up there to play at. And I've been going to that park and I was walking and I looked around. This was Wednesday, last night.
Ooh, okay.
I looked around as I was walking and I was on the stretch of the park where there was nobody around. And I said, when I get up to that tree, I'm going to jog from that tree to that little city water spigot thing. Now you're talking to a man that hasn't jogged since, you know, the last ice cream truck came down the street.
Question.
I thought I felt an earthquake last night.
You felt the earth move under your feet. I get the side of ruin down.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I don't either. Did you stretch at all?
What's my pants?
Ooh. So yeah, you was not ready to do that, man.
So what I was like, you know what? I've been going on a routine basis to the park. Okay. I've been proud of myself for getting out there and getting up moving and getting the blood flowing again.
That's big. That's dope.
Exactly. And I go by myself. I have my earbuds in, I have my mask on, I have my hazmat suit on, I got a hat on. I got my white mask on.
Nice.
There is a police department near the park, and I walk around the park, and the park is about 1.2.
Hold on. It just registered.
Nice.
You got your hazmat suit on.
Uh-huh.
You got your white surgical mask. And what else do you have on?
I have on a white mask.
Yeah. And why is that?
It's just a random mask that just looks like a white man.
So it's a face of a white man.
Yeah, it's a Caucasian man.
Oh, okay.
Because the police station is nearby.
But you're dressed in a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
So you're walking around looking like Dexter.
Actually, I'm walking around looking like one of those characters from Among Us.
That's probably what you're trying to do in real life too.
But have you seen them? Roll your eyes at me
one more time, DA. Roll your eyes one more time.
I'm just saying, you're walking around looking like Dexter, who is a forensic murderer, and you're running in the park.
That explains.
I'm surprised you haven't been shot, but you said you have a white man mask on, so that's probably why you haven't been shot.
Makes sense.
So I'm all cut, and I even met one couple that I always see there, and I forgot their names, but they're always there and they wave. And it's really interesting how when you see people and you interact and you have a mask on, you can't smile. And I have on my sunglasses. You can't smile at them. You can't really emote at them. So I find myself doing the Adam Rail from American Ninja Warrior. And you probably don't know who that is either.
Mm-mm. That's the white guy.
Yes, Adam Rail.
I could have guessed that.
Adam Rail, one of the.
Well, there's a black guy on there too.
That's I can't remember his name, but the white guy, Adam Rail.
Of course he can't.
Adam Rail greets people and he does a fist to the palm. So that's how I've been doing that, and I do a little bow when someone acknowledges me, and I just find myself doing that.
And you're fat, so it's cute. It's like a sumo wrestler.
You're like a monk. You're like Buddha.
So I do the Adam Rail as my new hello since you're I can't say
Buddha.
I'll give it to you. That was funny.
What's understood doesn't need to be said again. Buddha.
I do the Adam Rail. And that's how I emote to people that I'm saying hello. Cause I did this a couple of times and I'm like, oh, just waving. That's stupid. And then I did this to one lady. I tipped my hat.
That's stupider.
And top of the morning to you. I'm gonna
what year is this? 1930?
Oh, this is what Jack the Ripper used to do to people before they cut them open from butt to gut.
I thought it was classy. Were you? Oh, I can't do that tonight.
Well, top of the morning to ya. Would you like some gravy pan with your hot link sandwich? Oh, twirl tea.
We don't have hot link sandwiches. We have cocktail weenies. So I do this now when I'm walking around the park. So I was at the park and I decided that I was going to run from a tree to like some water spigot thing that was sticking out. And there was nobody around. And I was on the other side of the police station. So none of the kids could make fun of me that were playing on the park because they couldn't see me from the building. And I jogged a little bit and then I felt good about it. And then I got a little cocky and I says, well, there's another set of trees coming up.
So I'm going to skip to those ones.
I'm going to jog between those two trees too. And I did. And I felt good. I checked my little smartwatch. My heart rate was up and it's still calculating to now, but my heart rate got up and I felt good. I was like, ooh, this is good. I'm moving. I'm out there. I'm doing it. I'm in the fresh air. I don't know. My mask don't let none of it in, but I'm doing it. And I felt good. It was at the end of my walk. I got back to my car. I did stretch. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. I stretched after I walked.
Yeah. You want to stretch before. Hey, can you give us like a real unit of measurement, please? Like the tree to the water spigot isn't really a lot.
Okay. I will say
like 10 to 15 feet.
Yeah. That's roughly what it is. It's about 10, 15 feet. Okay. It's not very far.
Every little step matters.
Every little step I take, you will be there. So I did that. And then I got in the car and I took my mask off and I was sweating like a hoe in church.
Oh, those are the best sweats.
And then I drove home and then I got into the shower and everything and I was fine. And then later that night, I just started having like my upper shoulders just started tensing up. And then this morning it was really bad. I took a couple of Advil and I guess it's worn off now because now I'm like back stiff again where I can't really turn my neck. I don't know what I did.
Your muscles are saying, Corey, what the hell are you doing to us?
Your body's not breaking down on you. It's letting you know that you haven't worked those muscle groups in so long that it feels good and it's going to be painful. But if you keep doing your walks, if you keep doing those runs, you're not going to feel them anymore.
And this isn't one of those something's wrong pain because there's nothing vital up in your shoulders.
Yeah, you just never used anything in your shoulders. You're getting those traps.
I did
all
like
worked
this.
Out.
I did like this and I jogged a little bit and you know.
I'm going to stalk you. I need to see this.
Come on out with me, DA.
I want to come out with you.
No, you don't.
Oh.
He's not worried about impressing me. He doesn't want to look bad in front of you.
No, I don't. I just know that DTay is one of those people that, number one, DTay, I go at a time that you're still at work.
I'm out.
I go any later, there's too many people at the park. I go right at that elbow of when all of the football kids are showing up, all the basketball kids are showing up, all the soccer kids are showing up. When I'm leaving the park, there is just a gaggle of cars coming into this park because it's a park where a lot of people go for peewee sports and stuff like that because it's got a lot of room.
Is it that park that I'm thinking about, the one over there by the station?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a good park.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very popular, but you would never be able to go unless you took the day off work.
No, okay. Yeah.
Doug, you would never be able to go because I don't think they allow your kind in this area. So nevertheless, I think that
mine kind times two.
Not anymore. I'm running.
Why are you talking about right now?
I'm a runner.
Mine cough.
Mine cough.
I'm Jackie Joyner Kersee. Cough
times three.
I'm Jackie Joyner. I'm Michael Phelps of the ground.
Michael Phelps of the ground. Too long. Don't write it. It's too long. Michael Phelps of the ground.
I'm Michael Phelps of the ground. I'm out there. I'm the blur.
You're a blurb.
I'm the Flash. That's what I am now. I ran two times and now I'm the greatest of all time.
Now I would call you the hash brown. the hash black.
But my back hurts, and it's not my back. Every time I say my back, it sounds really bad, but it's not. It's like my shoulder. I don't know. But anyway, another weird thing is happening that I'm just so fat and old and disgusting. Boys, when you are, do you run around the house in just socks sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm wearing socks, yes.
And okay, if you're wearing socks. And you know how you put the socks on, and some of the socks have the padding on the bottom of it. Or the heel and the toe is kind of have some extra support on it and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah,
my basketball socks are like that.
This has never happened to me before, but I literally got up from my office in my home, walked down my stairs, went to the kitchen, came back up my stairs, back into the office, and I looked down at my sock, and my sock had literally turned upside down while it was still on my foot. Now, these aren't old socks. They're not loose. They're not brand new, but they're not old. But literally, the sock turned upside down on my foot. And I looked down because it started to feel funny.
Is this a knee high, a mid length? What size sock? Is this an ankle?
It's a tube. So it goes past the ankle.
Hmm.
And it literally did a 180 on my foot. Where the pad was on, it's those Hanes socks. They have the extra padding on the bottom.
There you go.
Literally flipped. But I thought I thought it was the brand too. But then it happened with my Fruba Baboom socks too.
Well, because I know Hanes are a looser sock. They're not super tight.
Ain't nothing loose on me, man.
Yeah, I would think you get your socks from like Walgreens Pharmacy or something.
Who or him?
I can't even look at the camera straight.
You get your socks from Champs and regular places.
Now, yes, DA, I do have corrective socks because my ankles swell up.
Yeah, the pressure socks, compression socks.
I do have, these aren't the compression socks. These are just normal everyday socks from Walmart. And the whole damn sock just turned upside down on my foot. It didn't slip down. It didn't slip up. It just flipped.
Just turned.
Just turned. My sock got turned up.
Sock drank a whole fifth of Henny and just got turned.
Well, hey, better a sock than a condom.
If a condom gets turned, it's still condom on.
That's what I'm saying. Better the sock.
You've never had your socks turn over on your feet?
No, I pick up my feet.
So you're saying my sock is turning over because I drag my feet like a big mama?
Like you're an ogre. I don't know.
I came up the stairs. There's no way to drag your feet up the stairs unless you want to introduce your teeth to the top row.
So from the bottom stair to the top stair, your socks did a 180. They're trying to leave you, Corey. The socks are saying, no, get us off.
I don't know. It's just the old man thing that's happening. And then I thought maybe it was just because I had nothing on but my socks. And so then I put on my house shoes after I switched them back way around. And they did the exact same thing the next day.
Well, dang, you just got a fat foot.
I'm just an old man. And it's just weird things that are going on.
Is that what happens to old people?
I don't know. Not to mention that I was on a conference call earlier today and yesterday. I was on a conference call yesterday and I thought I had to, you know. Turned out it was a little.
Oh, you boo booing on yourself too?
Oh. Dang.
Oh, like not, he, it wasn't a full on.
But there, you could tell your boxers were wet.
It wasn't a full.
Did it leak down your leg?
It hey. Wasn't a full on embargo, DA. It was just that you could feel the prairie dog.
Oh, I hate when that happens, when you're prairie dogging it.
So, like, it touched the boxers and then shot back up then.
It did not touch anything. It didn't touch anything because, unlike you, DA, mine has a ways to travel. So, it didn't touch anything. I felt the visitor at the door. And I'm so old and embarrassed.
So, you just got a lot of cheeks.
He was turtling.
It was turtling, but the turtle head never came out of the shell. It was barely breaking the shell, and then it just kind of hung out there. You know, like.
Jeez.
I got problems, man. I got problems.
Did it make a loud, did it make like a wet noise?
No, thank God I was on mute. The first ones did. The first ones felt like Machine Gun Kelly was standing behind me. And then the last.
His bow was rapid like Tech Nine.
The last fire was, you know, a cannon. It wasn't an air raid.
Dang.
A cannon. I see what you did there.
I'm just old, man. And I can't believe I just shared that on this show. We might have to cut that out. Oh, wait, we don't edit this show.
No, we don't. Let's net it.
And who cares about you crapping your pants, Corey?
I didn't crap my pants. I don't want to put it out there like I completely evacuated myself into my pits. It was the beginning. It was a peekaboo poo. Uh-huh. It was a peekaboo poo. It didn't frighten me.
Okay.
It didn't come all out at me. It was just a little bit of a peekaboo poo.
Peekaboo poo.
Did you have to change your boxers?
No, there was no change. What I had to do is I had to go to the restroom and do some housekeeping.
Okay.
But nothing touched cotton. I can't believe I just talked about this on the show.
Hey, it's okay, Corey. Earlier today, I had to excuse myself because I thought it was going to be a silent one. And it turned out it was the runs.
Yeah.
That was
10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Beginning of the show, I was like, I think I am about to, I was trying to like let the silent fart out. And then like, you know, like when you're pushing the fart to let it come out.
Mm.
I was like, oh, wait, let me not push this. Cause if I push this, I know I'm going to be sitting in a puddle of brown.
Isn't it?
So I was like, nope, that's why I excused myself and I did my business and I came back to the show. But man, it was.
Well, that's a little worse than what I did. Mine was just, and you know what? I will say this, and I think I figured out why I experienced this, DA.
No, not enough Metamucil.
No.
Tainted meat.
No. Metamucil and Panda Express. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, folks. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. And back from the mothball, we have a Bitch of the Year nominee to wrap up the end of the year. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show
Afterburn.
But to take it even further, let you know that you're open for business. Inmates will wear their boxers backward.
Oh, so the hole is in the back near the other hole.
Exactly. And your pants are already down. So
because you got to sag really far. Right. To like.
No, everybody doesn't have a freaking sleepy hole like you do. Some people's souls are up where they're supposed to be. Your hole is pointed down.
It's standing up.
Asshole's at the middle of his gooch. It goes balls, asshole. There is no gooch. The gooch is gone.
DA's sad.
I can poop and pee at the same time.
fucking crack myself up. Sorry. It's not a joke. Ain't funny when you crack yourself up. But DA
said that. That's true.
DA said sad.
We are sorry.
Oh, so sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
We'll never do it again.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, welcome back to the show. Everyone, everywhere. And here to tell you about our Afterburn bonus show is the man with the only three sound pads that he found available in the back dumpster of an Audio Express. Doug the DA Andrew.
Only because yo ass is... Oh, hey, we're live. Hey, guys. Listen,
I hate him so much.
This show is great. Thursday shows, look, we all, boom, energy through the roof. But if you want a real show, like a really good show, I mean, like a really high quality show, subscribe to Afterburn. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
How do you disparage this product in order to promote another product?
I'm not done yet. Don't be a cheap $3 listener, though. For $8, you can get the video and you can see all of the shenanigans. One time, DT showed his junk, and that's on there forever. So if you join for $8...
I wasn't on that show.
Yeah, you were. You were all over your camera. Like, oh, I can't taste it. So go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/... Afterburn. Feel the burn.
Feel the burn. Thank you, DA. I appreciate
anytime.
That.
I love it when you call on me.
That's only because DT has a little bit of a extra lag tonight, but we'll fix
that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not your fault. Wi-Fi.
Is that your way of calling him slow?
No, I'm calling his internet slow.
It is. And they just upped my prices too.
Isn't that great?
They said that my service agreement was up, so now I'm have to pay an extra $20 a month.
You need some Cox.
You know
that's
what?
Who it is.
And you would think that an organization as big as, you know, dude, I've always railed on them.
No, just say as big as Cox.
As big an organization as big as Cox. Shut up. Doug, you are such an infant. I just realized what you made me do, like a freaking dancing monkey.
Oh, I'm so, your son's laughing now.
Yeah, because he knows it's funny. Daddy got him again.
I'm slow tonight. Listen.
You were slow in that part, too.
A company. Yeah, I broke my back. I put my back into it and left it there. A company as big as Cox Communications knows that people are at home, working from home, Zooming from home, streaming from home, people trying to become famous Twitch streamers.
You. Mm-hmm.
They should know that they should be bilking us. It's like the electric companies during the summers in Arizona. They know they shouldn't rates shouldn't be. I digress.
No, keep ranting.
Don't digress.
No,
don't
I'm not digress. Gonna rant because I wanted to rant about our governor, but I'm not gonna do that.
Rant about something then.
No, I'm not gonna rant about anything. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to the segment that has been sweeping the nation.
Okay.
Bitch of the year.
Bitch, bitches.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year. This Bitch of the Year nominee is 46-year-old Fernando Leon Berdicia.
This took place in the West.
Fernando Leon Berdicia of San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Oh, East.
According to Puerto Rico Police Chief Henry Escalera, Fernando was arrested and charged with stealing more than $1,300 worth of goods from our friends at Home Depot on Monday evening while wearing his police uniform. See, Fernando Leon Berdicia is a Puerto Rico police officer. He has since been temporarily suspended from the department. Puerto Rico.
Temporary.
It's only temporarily suspended him.
Pending investigations.
It was not immediately known if he, Fernando Leon Bricia, has an attorney. I think I pulled that story just so I could say Fernando Leon Bricia.
That is a mouthful.
And that is your Bitch of the Year nominee. Bitch.
Wow. Yeah, that was
I didn't realize there was so much imaging at the end of that.
I was like, dang.
AK-47 off the Facebook says, silent and sneaky peeky, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
About your poop.
Yeah, you.
When you crapped your pants.
Oh, yeah.
The last segment when you talked about crapping your pants for the visitors that are just coming.
And AK-47 mentioned that her son plays Among Us and said that he calls himself a noob or something like that for playing Among Us. I'm a noob, too.
Yeah, you are.
AK. So if mini AK-47s, we got to come up with a name for her bullets.
You're either a noob or a boob.
He's a noob with some boobs.
I totally took
noob.
I totally Snapchatted a picture of myself proud that I had ran at the park.
Still have Snapchat?
To my friend, the White Knight. Mm-hmm. And it was such a perfect angle that my boobs look really perky.
Ooh.
Mm.
I mean, I had the camera that far down next to my knees and it was just like the perfect angle.
Also, it was kind of sexy because he had a white shirt on and he had the wet t-shirt going.
Yeah.
And sweat.
Mm. Yeah. That explains why those kids were running away from me when I walked by the playground.
No, yeah, that's not why.
That wasn't the contest they were looking for.
And they got the flyer in the mail. They saw you on it.
And the little baby started suckling. I don't know what that was all about.
These aren't the boobs you're looking for.
I was like, one's chocolate milk, one's hazelnut creamer for your coffee.
Hey, wouldn't it be crazy if like different races did have like their cultural drink in their breasts?
So you're saying that an Indian woman would have breast milk that would taste like curry?
No, chai tea.
Yeah, there you go, chai tea.
What would Chinese women's boobies taste like?
I was going to say horchata, rice but that's milk. Mexican. Yeah, there you go, rice milk.
Okay, I would like rice milk in one and then red rice wine vinegar in the other.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
What would Mexican women's boobies?
I already said horchata.
Horchata?
But, hey, you speak on it, DT, you're a part.
No, I would totally agree. That or Jamaica. Jamaica.
Could horchata come out of one and el pato sauce come out of the other?
That's a chunky titty.
Stop saying the T word. Good Lord.
Chunky boobs.
Chunky boobs.
It's 2020. I'm letting the T word fly.
What would come out of the white lady's boobs then?
It would be, I had one. Green Complaints? Tea.
Starbucks.
No Starbucks. Green tea and depression.
Okay. DA, what's your suggestion?
I said complaints.
And what about the other one?
She's going to have two breasts full of complaints.
So two Karen boobies?
Yeah, so two Karens.
I'll switch mines, DA. One would be complaint. The other one would be a very dry Pinot Grigio.
Ooh. I am suckling now. I am suckling.
And then
when you said a dry Pinot Grigio,
at the end of the Pinot Grigio is a little, can I speak to your manager?
Look, that wine be nasty as hell. I'm like, hey, why y'all drinking this?
They be downing it. They be downing it.
And then they gonna be going down.
That mimosas.
I love it.
Hey, mimosas is fire.
Hey, I drink a whole mimosa by myself. Like I bought a giant bottle of champagne, cartoon size bottle of champagne this past Sunday. And literally had mimosas all day by myself. Hey, I don't remember what happened Sunday.
Hey, my brother-in-law put me on to the Vato mimosa.
Oh, is that the one that when you drink it, it steals your wallet?
Nah, it's Mickey's and orange juice.
Oh, well, if I know this is probably early, DT, but I have a kicker. Good. I have a kicker and I'm going to go with it. I think the white woman's boobies out of the left should be 40 acres and on the right should be a mule. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good turn.
40 acres and a mule, ladies and gentlemen. That's all.
We gotta why out of the white woman's titty, though?
Because white people owe some black people 40 acres and a mule, DA. If I gotta explain it, it's it ain't not funny.
We didn't even say what we're coming out of black women's.
Yeah, let's not. Let's keep going.
Let's not, because I don't feel like getting punched in the face. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store now with more. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Another special thank you to Missy Pam Coleman for joining us at the top of the show. Check her out at tastemissies.com and follow her on Instagram at taste_ms_cs. She's also under our friends list if you don't know how to type your M and your S's. TasteSmithSeas.com for all of your holiday and home meal prep needs. For tell everybody you know about the show when they ask you what's it all about. Through your mask, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
It was good.
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother in absentia, yeah, little D.
Yep, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.